After the hustle and bustle of Thanksgiving is over and the tryptophan nap has finally worn off, many people will be thinking about Christmas trees as early as this weekend. Phil Corman from CESA, that is local agriculture, yeah?
It is. And it's actually an important part of local agriculture here in the Valley. Larry here is from Kenburn Orchards.
Larry, the name of your orchard is Kenburn Orchards.
It's Kenburn Orchards.
So do we zoom in really slowly on beautiful pan shots with a little
black and white
jazz music prohibition baseball in the background?
Jazz music objectifies America.
Well, it's called Kenburn Orchards because that was originally it was an apple orchard founded by my wife's grandfather, whose name was Kenburn. Today we have a bed and breakfast. We have a farm with Christmas trees. We also grow blueberries and raspberries. It's on Route 2 in Shelburne on the Mohawk Trail.
Now, if I go and stay at the bed and breakfast, do I, you know, look off over yonder at my Christmas tree and then come out with an axe? And
absolutely.
And you get to see the same view your Christmas tree had.
Now, I imagine that this is a huge tourist draw. But if I, who live in the area and don't need a bed and breakfast, want to go and cut down my own Christmas tree, I can do that too, right?
You can do that too.
What are the benefits of that? I guess it's like pick your own, right? You know, there's not necessarily a benefit right. to picking your own strawberries. It just kind of connects you even further.
Exactly. What you know is that you're getting a tree that is absolutely fresh. Mm-hmm. If you go to a large box store, you might get a tree that was cut 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. So you know exactly when it's cut and how fresh it is. So
and you choose the tree.
Phil Corman from CESA and Larry Flaccus from Kenburn Orchards. Cut down your own Christmas tree. Now, my dad was notorious. He was looking for the perfect tree. What in your mind makes a perfect Christmas tree?
Well, each person has his own idea of what a perfect tree is.
Some right. people like my dad's a psycho is what it comes down to. You drag us to every store in the world. I was, what are you looking for? They look the same.
Well, we have about right now about 3,000 trees available. So you have the ability of choosing any one of those trees.
Where's the perfect one, though?
Well, it's right in the middle of the farm, actually.
Figures. Now, there are different types of varietals of Christmas trees, right? Like this Fraser fir and all these other type things. What kind do you grow?
There are. We grow Fraser firs, which are quite popular. They hold their needles well. Mm-hmm. We also grow balsam. We have some concolor, some spruce, not too many. And then this year, we've also planted a combination called a fralsom, which is a Fraser and balsam cross, which is supposed to be the best of everything.
You could have called it balser.
Mm.
Tips for Christmas trees, no matter whether I, you know, come get it from you, Larry Flaccus from Kenburn Orchards, or if I just going to come home with a Christmas tree. Some people say you put it in a little water with some diet soda in there. And any of that stuff true and real? And what should we do?
Well, the important thing is to, if the bottom of the tree is not freshly cut, is to cut it off so you have a fresh stump.
Why?
And then get it in water. Well, what happens once the tree is cut, the sap begins to seal over the cells on the bottom of the tree.
Ah.
So you want to have an absolutely fresh cut and then get it right into water and keep it in water all the time. And you want to put it in find a cool place in your house so it's not right next to the fireplace or next to a heater.
Any truth to that rumor about putting diet soda in with the water that you're putting the Christmas tree in?
There are lots of remedies. Who knows what works, really?
I would hope you would, Larry, from Kenburn Orchards.
The best thing is to cut a fresh tree and
right in the water.
Right, and get it in the water.
Will it last if I get it this early? Will it last a month?
Again, if you keep it cool and keep it in water, it will definitely last. And if you come this weekend also, of course, we have saws. We have sleds and so forth.
Do I take an axe or do it with a saw?
No, we have saws. We have hand saws.
What if I want to do it with an axe?
Maybe you should do that at home.
As far as the business of Christmas trees goes, when I've got, like, let's say a 6-foot Christmas tree, how long did it take you to grow that?
It took at least 6 to 8 years to get to that height. And it starts out as a seedling that's already 2 to 4 years old.
Some people seem to have a problem with the cutting down of trees for Christmas as sort of an environmental thing.
Think of it as a completely renewable resource.
Right.
That it's grown on the land after Christmas season is over. You can put it out for the birds, use it, you know, string some popcorn on it, and then you can grind it up and return it to compost to the land.
Right.
Whereas if you have an artificial tree that might have been made in China
right.
out of petroleum or aluminum, it's consumed resources that can never be replaced. So a Christmas tree is a completely renewable resource.
And if you buy a local Christmas tree, you are, A, not trucking it all over the place to get
right.
to you, and you're supporting a local farmer. Larry Flaccus from Kenburn Orchards in Shelburne and Phil Corman from CESA. Larry, if I want to come to Kenburn, not the filmmaker Kenburn Orchards, but Kenburn Orchards to cut down a Christmas tree, when can I do that?
We're open Thursday through Sunday from 10 to 4 or by appointment.
Not this weekend, but next. I'm going to go and get my Christmas tree. I'm going to get a little eggnog and some whiskey in it, put on the Muppets and John Denver Christmas album, and I'm going to cry my eyes out. That's what I do for the holidays.
Sounds like a plan.
CESA buylocalfood.org.
Did you ever hear the story of the Christmas tree who just didn't want to change the show?